You are listening to BensTorah.com.
When it comes to the period between Pesach and Shavuos, in which we have the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer taking place, we're counting 49 days, and in many respects connecting Pesach to the Yom Tov of Shavuos of Kabbalah Satorah. So Chazal point out that this connection between Pesach and Shavuos and the counting process of counting in actuality, 49 days and the 50th day being Shavuos, this was already alluded to Klal Yisrael in the Tzav and the command Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu and Parshas Shmos concerning what he's going to accomplish by being the person sent as the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save Klal Yisrael, to cause their redemption, the Yetzias Mitzrayim to take place, and ultimately to help facilitate the Kabbalah Sator of Klal Yisrael 50 days later on. Where is this specific mandate and job definition of Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned in the Torah? So it says in Parshas Shmos, Zelecha os kanocha shlachticha, this is the sign that's going to prove to Kalais onto the world that you, Moshe, are my shliach, my emissary to deliver the Jews from the unfortunately Shibud Mitzrayim and bring him as a free people to accept the Torah at Har Sinai. The oath is going to be b'hotziachas ha'amim Mitzrayim, by the fact you successfully were able to extricate the Jews from the Shibud Mitzrayim, tavdu es elokim al harazeh, and you'll be able to bring them to be able to perform the first major avidus Hashem at Har Sinai, at the place of Kabbalah Satera Klausel undergoes a transformation of becoming avde Hashem and being sanctified with kedushas of Klal Yisrael, the Kedusha of Torah v'mitzvos, of the Am Segula. When Klal Yisrael witness this phenomenon taking place, they will know that you are the authorized prophet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accomplish these missions, and therefore your nemanus will be confirmed for generations, as the Pasuk says by Matan Torah, U'becha Ya'aminu ba'olam. At that point in time, Moshe's trustworthiness of Moshe being emes or teos emes will be verified in the eyes and hearts of not only Klal Yisrael, but the world at large that's witnessing these events taking place during this period of time. Now, what's interesting when you look at this pasuk, the pasuk unquestionably connects Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim, with the concept Tavdu Elokim Harazeh, which represents Kabbalah Satorah. And Chazal tell us that there is a connection between them. What's the connection? When the Medrash tells us when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the Jewish people came to Moshe and said to Moshe, the first part of your job of taking us out of Mitzrayim and freeing us from being slaves has been accomplished. When are we going to witness and experience Tavnu Kimaharzeh facing and talking to HaKadosh Baruch and Hashem talking to us in front of Har Sinai to Mekabel the Torah, Mekam Hashem's Am Segula? When is that event going to take place? How many days from now? And Moshe says to them, if you want to have the exact date, the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, start counting 50 days, and on day 50, that's when the official Kabbalah Sator is going to take place, the metamorphosis of changing from what you are now into the formal halachic definition of a Klal Yisrael that has Kedushas Israel, and has all the milas of the Am Segula which Hashem promised in the Torah. Day 50 will be the day in which that specific historical event takes place. Chazal tell us, and the Ran, Rabbeinu Nissim, in his parish to the Gemara in Pesachim, when he's talking with the mitzvah Sfiras Omer, says that this Medrash Halacha is the paradigm example of what, in fact, the purpose of Sphira is. It is to connect the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim to the events of Kabbalah Satara, and therefore, at that time, there was a Sphira that Moshe told them to count 50 days, starting on Yetzias Mitzrayim, day 15th of Nisan, and completing itself when it comes to the day of Kabbalah Satara in Sivan. That serves as the period of time that shows that we're supposed to count and connect the Yom Tov of Pesach and the Yom Tov of Shavuos. In fact, the Sefer Chinuch, when he discusses the purpose behind the mitzvah Sefer Soimer, he in fact says when it comes to time and mitzvah, the purpose is in fact to show the connection between Yetzias Esrayim and Torah, Kabbalah Satara, because the Ik of Klal Yisrael is not just becoming the Jewish people, but our acceptance, Nasav and Ishmael, of Torah and mitzvahs. To become the Am HaNifcha, we have to become the Am HaTorah as well. And therefore, that was the prerequisite for the promises that were given to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov and to Klal Yisrael at large to be fulfilled at that specific point in time for us to become the Am Segula promised to us in the Torah itself. Now, what's fascinating is that the Ran points out that the Rambam paskins b'zman hazeh that Sefiras Omer is in fact still min haTorah. In fact, he points out some of the Amoraim and Masechtas Menachos that talk about counting b'zman hazeh the days and weeks when it comes to counting Sefiras Omer, the day and the week itself, which we halachically do. That's our minig. That's our custom to follow that specific shita. It's not just a minig, but it's a deraisa requirement, as the Rambam points out, both in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, as well as his parish, when it comes to his Mishneh Torah. And what that means, basically speaking, is that even when we don't have a Korban Omer brought, nor do we have a Shtei Lechem brought, it seems, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah sphere is still deraisa ad hayom hazeh. And according to the Ran, this is because the initial sphere that took place without Karman Omer, without a Karman Shtei Lechem, also took place independent of bringing Karbanos. It showed the connective linkage between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satara. That's what the initial counting accomplished, and therefore, that's the purpose of the sphere of counting to this very day, to join the Yom Tov of Pesach with the Yom Tov of, in fact, Kabbalah Satara on Shavuos itself. The Aruch HaShulchan accepts this as one of the interpretations of the Shitas HaRambam based upon the Ran and the Agadah he brings. And that's why, since it's basically is an extension of what we did at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, joining these two specific Yom Tovim together, for that reason, that happens every year when we go through the cycle of the Jewish calendar, starting on the 15th of Nisan with Yetzias Mitzrayim, and ending later on day 50, with the day of Kabbalah Satara Yom Tov Shavuos. We re-experience this event annually, each and every year. On a Kabbalistic level, all the various tikkunim, the spiritual purifications that took place for Klal Yisrael during that initial historical period of time, that we had to remove the Memtah Shari Tumah that we acquired in the 210 years living in Mitzrayim. We eradicated that during the period of the 49 days of Sefiras Omer. So that by the time we came to day 50, Kabbalah Satara, Pasach Zulmasam, as the Zohar says, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, we were totally cleansed from any type of spiritual contaminant that Klal Yisrael ever had or the world ever had. We're literally Pasach Zuama. We were on the level of Kedusha and Vatara, even Kedem the Chet of Adam the Chav, when it comes to the Eitz Adas Tevara. That's how powerful this period of time is. And therefore, if that's the case, each and every year when we count Sefira, we are therefore reliving the event of the purification process. Each day that we count Sefira, Hashem gave that day the power, as it happened at the time Yetzias Mitzrayim, to help purify us with the Kedusha and the essence of that day, with the help of the Ananya covenant as well that was surrounding us, to be special spiritual boosters to allow Klal Yisrael to do the tshuva they had to do in 49 days to remove all the contaminants and more. Even though the contamination process took over 210 years, Hashem gave us the Siyata Deshmaya with the Ananya covenant, Chazal tell us, and also with the special Kedusha possessed by these 49, 50 days, to give us a Siyata Deshmaya, a divine assistance, to allow us to accomplish the Torah process in a very short period of time. And every year we experience this, and that's why, if you look very carefully, in the Tefillahs we recite, when we count Sefira Sa'omer, we're talking about Sefira being a form of, by counting with our mouths, and each person counting privately, we're basically using the Koch of this time of the Mitzvah Sefira, the Kedushas Hayom, and what was caused for eternity to be the essence between Pesach and Shavuos as a time of spiritual elevation, spiritual rectification, and literally elevating ourselves to come as close to Hashem as we possibly can by the time of Kabbalah Satara, removing the impurities and contaminants of this past year. That is something we experience on a Kabbalistic level, the tefillahs at the end of the Sefira Sa'omer say this explicitly. The Sefira helps us literally cleanse and purify us from any spiritual contaminants we might have. That's the power of Sefira Sa'omer b'zman hazeh, even if we don't have a Karban Oma beginning it or a Karban Shtei Lechem coming after it. This is the way the Mukubalim understand it. This is the way the Aruch HaShulchan says is the Shitas HaRambam, based upon the Ran at the end of Maseches Pesachim. When you put it together, that is the thrust of what Sefira is all about. A very positive, spiritual, uplifting time. It is for this reason the Ramban, who besides being a Parshan, besides being one of the great, great Rishayim when it comes to Halacha and Hashkafa, was also a great Mekubal as well. And what he says in his Perish Latera, that in Kabbalistic literature, in Hashkafa of Kabbalistic literature, the period between Pesach and Shavuos has the halachic and hashkafa status of one big Chol HaMoed. It's a quasi Yom Tov Chol HaMoed like we have normally between the first day of Pesach and the end of Pesach, the first day of Sukkot and the end of Sukkot. That the period in between is called Chol HaMoed. It has a quasi Kedusha of Kedushas Yom Tov, and therefore to show that the beginning of the period of the historical redemption and elevation and sanctification of Klal Yisrael began on Pesach, and it ended ultimately by Kabbalah Satar and Shavuos, the period of time in between in which all this rectification took place and this elevation took place was during the period of these 49, 50 days, and therefore we treat it as a Chol HaMoed, as a very holy, intense period of time. And if that's the case, it should be a concept of simcha. Samachta b'chagecha. There's a mitzvah of simcha yov not only applies to Yom Tov itself, but applies also to the Chol HaMoed. Samachta b'chagecha applies, therefore, to the period in between the Ikar Yom Tov d'Raisa and the ending Yom Tov d'Raisa. The period in between is looked upon as being what? A zman of simchas Yom Tov. So if that's the case, the ideal way we were supposed to conduct ourselves during Sefira was to be in the state of Simcha Shel Mitzvah, a Simcha Sayamtiv, Samachti B'chagecha. Being in the state of Simcha is a Deraisa that applies to all the Yom Tovim, to all the Shlosh Regalim. So if that's the case, the number one question everybody asks, so how in the world does such a happy time and such a special spiritual time as Sefira Sa'omer become unfortunately turned into for 33 days in this period of time into a zman of avelus, a zman of spiritual emotional depression? How could such a thing happen? What historical event occurred during the time of Sefira Sa'omer during Jewish history that changed the essence of the Sefira Sa'omer, at least momentarily, from being totally 49, 50 days of Simchas Yom Tov into part of these days having that specific aura, but 33 days of this being set aside as Zaman Avelos. And the answer to this question is mentioned by Chazal. It's based upon a very, very unfortunate Gemara historical record quoted in Masechtas Yevamis on Samech Beis Lamed Beis. And what it says over there in the Gemara is quite interesting and quite fascinating. What it says over there is that during this period of time, a terrible tragedy took place after Churban Bayis Sheni, when it comes to what happened to the Talmidim of the great Tana of the Mishnaic period, Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara tells us that he had 24,000 Talmidim in his yeshiva. It was probably the biggest yeshiva that ever existed in the Jewish world throughout Jewish history. 24,000 Talmidim. And what happened to these Talmidim is that during the period of time of Sfira, between Pesach and Shavuos, Hashem caused by divine judgment that all 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva should pass away, should die. And that specific tragedy of 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva who were learning Torah Yom V'Layla, that they should pass by each and every one of these 33 days. That's almost 727 students per day, Rachmanu Litzlan. That this should happen during this period of time. And when the Gemara asked the obvious question, what did these Talmidim do to deserve literally dying prematurely and specifically during this period of time? So the Gemara says something which we have to analyze. They didn't give proper respect to one another, and that therefore caused a major chil Hashem in this world, a chil Hashem she'ein kamahu, and because who they were, Hashem medatek b'tzadikim kachuta sara, and 24,000 Talmidim Rabbi Kiva should not show covet to one another. The chil Hashem was so powerful that they were subject to exerim and Hashemayim that all 24,000 should die. And Rabbi Kiva, upon experiencing this, was himself in a state of depression and avelus. And Chazal tell us, because of this tragedy, and it happened during this man of Sfira, it was such a loss of Torah to Klal Yisrael for all generations to come. And why do I say this? Because the Gemara then says that Rabbi Kiva did not give up, but after he had this tremendous loss, he searched for new Talmidim. He came to various Gedolim who were going to become his Talmidim, Rabbi Seinu Shebedarom, Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, and Elazar ben Shamua. Heim Hamidu Tara. They're the ones who became the new recipients of the Chidushei Torah of Rabbi Kiva in his Mesorah Torah Shvapeh for all generations to come. This group of five represented the teachings of Rabbi Kiva in all areas of Torah, Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shabapeh, Teres HaKabbalah, Teres HaNista, Teres HaNigla, whatever Rabbi Kiva knew was disseminated by his great five Talmidim. And the Torah we have today comes directly from Rabbi Kiva and his five Talmidim. That's the source of Kol HaTorah Kulu we have today, especially when it comes to the formation of all the various texts of Teres Shabbapah, the Midrashi Halacha, the Mechiltas, the Sefras, the Sefres. When it comes later on to the development of the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Talmud Bavli, the Mishnayis, the Braisas, the Tosefta's, all the various Tanaic texts we have came from Rabbi Kiva and his five Talmidim, the Zohar, the Kabbalistic literature, all came from his Talmidim, especially Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So the repository of Torah with Papel, which we have today, in all its ramifications, was accomplished by Rav Akiva and his five Talmidim. Heim Hamidu Torah, the Gemara says, when it comes to Torah, of Torah Shalapeh, Ad Hayom Hazeh. The famous Gadol B'Torah that helped create the entire environment of Torah in America that we have today, established a Mokum HaTorah in Lakewood, Rav Aaron Kotler Zechet Tzadik Levracha, has a mimer on this specific phenomenon. And he asks a simple question. Avelus, even for a parent, only exists the most 1 year, Yud Beis Chodesh. Why is it that the Avelus of the loss of all the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva has an Avelus going on already for a long period of time, since the time of Churban Bayis Sheni and the death afterwards of 24,000 Talmidim Rabbi Kiva, the Avelus that initially Rabbi Kiva and his generation had for the loss of those Talmidim continues for thousands of years Ad Hayom Hazeh. What's the reason? What's the rationale behind this? So says Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal the following. Listen very carefully, because now we're coming in, I would say, to the heart of the topic this morning. What he says is that on one hand, look how much Torah we have today by Rabbi Kiva with five Talmidim being the repository from which we draw our knowledge of Kol HaTorah Kula. What would have been the case, says Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal, if these 24,000 Talmidim Rabbi Kiva did not have that sin and were not taken out of this world? You could imagine the level of Torah we could have had today if Torah Shmapen, everything that's contained in it, if 24,000 Talmidim were left alive to literally disseminate the Torah Rabbi Kiva for generations to come. The power of 24,000 Talmidim disseminating Rabbi Kiva's Torah rather than five disseminating it. How more intense our knowledge of Torah would have been? How many more people would have been mushpa from this type of Habatzah Satera? So says the Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal, the Avelus we have today is the Avelus of the loss of such an intense level, quantity and quality of Torah that we could have had today if that tragedy didn't take place. That's what the Avelus we have during Sefiras Ha'Omer represents. The Avelus on the loss of this level, Habatzas HaTorah, which is not limited to 12 months. It's based upon Klal Yisrael's ability to master Kol HaTorah Kula, Torah Shebichtav, and Torah Shebaal-Peh, and gets the highest level of Havana of understanding possible. Ain't a daima when it's being taught by five Talmidim if you had instead 24,000 Talmidim. That's the Mechayiv of Avelus today. Not just mere Avelus on death, but the loss of the knowledge and the in-depth analysis of Kol HaTorah Kula we could have had if that tragedy and those deaths would not have taken place. That's the answer he gives to the first major question I posed. So even though Sefira is supposed to be his man of Simcha, Simcha of Kedushas Yisrael and the Torah of Klal Yisrael, and the Simcha being Am Yisrael, all of that, the Simcha of experiencing this period of time of spiritual rectification, should have been that way. And if those Talmidim didn't pass away and didn't have that problem, it would have been a very high level of Simchas of Torah and Simcha of Kabbalah Satorah and purity and Tara and Kedusha based upon all the stuff I've mentioned up until this point in time. Their death and their being taken out of this world prevented that from happening. And that's why we're depressed at the 33 days that they left this world. We therefore respond to it by showing our feelings of loss. our feelings of avelus, of the ibud hatera, the havanis hatera, of what we could have had. That's the reason for the continuation of this after the churban of his talmidim, that we still celebrate that in the morning we have during the period of Sfira, 33 days, zekalapizeh. It's docha momentarily, the simcha we should have had with momentary avelos. Hopefully Chazal tell us at the end of time, when the rectification and the ability to literally compensate for what was lost then, and the rectification will take place, and the ultimate kapara for the generations where it took place will take place, and I'll explain to you what that means very shortly. We'll once again have the return of Sfira being for generations after that, a period of total Simcha, Simchas Yomtov, Simchas Chol HaMoed. But until that Zman of Tikkun takes place, we still have the 33 days of Avelos. For those who started the 33 days when it comes to the beginning of Sfira Sa'imer, this coming Sunday, Lag BaOmer, the 33 day of the Omer, will have the completion of this Avelos, going back from that point on to Simchas Chol HaMoed of Yom Tov until we come to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. We'll have that once again taking place. We're still in the midst of Avelos this week until we come to Lag BaOmer. Now what I want to analyze now, and this is using Rav Cutler's analysis and understanding of it, he points out that we still have another question to pose. Why we do this, we already explained. But why was the period in which these young Talmidei Chachamim died, why was the period chosen that they should pass away during the Zman of Sfiras Omer between Pesach and Shavuos? They didn't just not be Nei covered during that period of time. They did this Kol HaShana Kula. So why was it Mitzumsem was put into place 33 days they should die during the time between Pesach and Shavuos? What is the meaning behind this? Number two,
you are
a very important
to
side
Ben's
question
Torah.
Has to be understood. What is the meaning by Chazal, Shelo Nagu Kovid Zeh B'Zeh? How is it possible people were immersed in Torah, and they were learning from the great Gadol Hador Rabbi Kiva, that all 24,000 would come to such a deficiency about not being covered Zeh L'Zeh? What does that mean? How do we understand this? So the following is the Hesber that Rav Cutler Zecher Tzadik gives in his Perush to this Inyan, and I want to share with you this morning. He points out that when it comes to Torah, in fact, there are two types of covenants HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Klal Yisrael before we were able to undergo the metamorphosis, to become ultimately Klal Yisrael, that's sanctified with Kedushas Yisrael, and become the Amanivka, the Am Segula, and be on a Kabbalistic level raised to a higher level of the concept of Tzelem Elkim because of the Kedushas HaTorah and the Kedushas HaMitzvos we perform. There is two brisos that were prerequisites to accomplish this. One is called the Bris of the Yavais between Avram, Yisuf, Yaakov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Bris that took place at Har Sinai. The Bris at Har Sinai, that's discussed later on in the Chumash, is the Bris of Kabbalah Satira. It's a Bris on Taira, Nasa V'Nishma, learning Taira, understanding Taira, be Mekayim the mitzvahs of the Taira, Nasa and V'Nishma. That's the Bris of Taira, which we understand took place at Har Sinai. There's a Sefer Bris written, describing this Bris for all generations to come, the famous Nasa V'Nishma. What's the Bris of the Yavais? So comes along Rav Cutler Zatzal, and he points out, and I heard this as well from my Rebbe, Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik Zatzal as well, that the Bris Avos was a very important Bris. It was the Bris that the Avos showed themselves capable of representing Hashem's divine essence in this world. They were the Merkava, the divine chariot of Hashem's Shechina, that people could perceive Hashem by watching the daily activities, spiritual, ethical, moral activities of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, their wives and their children, by and large. They therefore brought Hashem's divine essence and presence into this world. And what made Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov so attracted to Hashem was not merely their intellectualism, their curiosity to learn and to discover and try to comprehend HaKadosh Baruch Hu intellectually, emotionally, and otherwise, but what is the fact that they were in their own essence Balei Midas Tovos, incredible personality traits, emulating Hashem's personality traits contained in the Torah itself, all the traits of the Yud Gimel Midas of Hashem, of the Chanan, Varacham, Erech Apayim, all the Midas HaTevis, Chesed, Tzedakah, that Hashem had always demonstrated to the world from the very beginning of Briyat Olam. They personified it. They internalized it. They represented those Midas Tovos to the world. The Torah tells us that when people looked at the Avos, they were able to see the Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha, Hashem's name engraved, Hashem's divine essence engraved into their personalities. For Yoremi Mecca, they were able to learn Yiras Hashem, even the non-Jewish world, by watching how Arif Yaakov and their families conducted themselves in this world. They were Balei Derech Eretz. They were Mekayim the Mitzvah Halachta B'Derechav, emulating Hashem's divine Midos of Chesed and Tzedakah in this world, on the highest practical, conceptual level. Avram, who started this, Chesed the Avraham, he was the pillar of Chesed. Because I'll point out that the bris of Derech Eretz of the Avos first showed us worthy of the potential becoming the Am HaNivchar. That's the bris of Avos. That was the test. Later on, in the Hagdamah to the Chumash by the Nesiv, he calls it, that is why the Avos are portrayed and called by Chazal Yesharim. Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer Yesharim because the Avos and their wives were Yesharim. They were straight. They were honest. They were respectful. They were merciful. Balei Derech Eretz, Balei Chesed, Machnis Orchim. Read their stories. Read the way the Torah portrays what they did. Ben Adam Lechaver, the Derech Eretz. And that's what allowed them to become Muksha, ready to become the Am Nivcha later on by accepting the second bris of the bris of Torah at Har Sinai. The bris of Derech Eretz and the bris of Torah combined together to make us worthy of becoming not only the Am Nivcha, the Am Segula, but to give us the schus to share the concepts of the Torah, to be the disseminators of the Torah, to be respected for who we are. And when we tell people, Ein Amedosh Ike Lamasa, the way we act, Ben Adam Lechavero, is as crucial as how we act, Ben Adam Lamakayim, and what allows us to disseminate Torah, which deals many times, Ben Adam Lamakayim, depends upon how we conduct ourselves when it comes to Bein Olam Chavero, when it comes to Derech Eretz, we conduct ourselves, Bein Olam Chavero, between ourselves and the other people living in this world. Chazal tell us that the bris of Derech Eretz came before the bris of Torah. Tzmichiyah Chazal had their famous expression, Derech Eretz Kadm LaTorah. Derech Eretz comes before Torah when it comes to the metamorphosis of becoming the Am HaTorah. And therefore, says Rav Aaron Cutler, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, the following. When Klal Yisrael, therefore, left Mitzrayim and came to Har Sinai, they had with them the bris of the Avos. Later on, they accepted the bris of the Torah. And therefore, the beginning of Klal Yisrael's historical origins took place. When it came to the development of Torah Shabbat Peh, in its explanation of Torah Shabbat Sav, in its explanation of Taya HaGemitzvahs, and the Hashkafas of Hasagas Elokis, we're supposed to have as Jew and Jewesses, becoming the Aman Yivchar, the generation after Churban Bayis Sheni required the great Tanaim of that period of time, despite the Churban Habayis, and later on the Golus, to perpetuate the Messiahs of Torah B'Shlemis to all generations to come. Rabbi Akiva created such a great and incredible yeshiva in order to accomplish the task to spread the word of Hashem Devar Torah, of all the Amkus of Torah, to all the later generations of Klal Yisrael. That was his tachlis in building such an incredible yeshiva. And there was a tragedy. What Rabbi Akiva unfortunately saw and experienced, that as great as the Ben Adam Lamakin was, as great as the Amkus and the learning that took place in the holy Beis Medrash of Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 Talmidim, the Gemara says, Lo Nagu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh. They did not show the proper respect for one another. And over here, I will tell you, when it comes to explaining this Medrash Chazal, my eyes are filling with tears. But let me tell you what the Gedolei HaRishonim said to explain this incredible Gemara, as difficult as it is even to articulate. The Tashveitz, one of the great Talmidim of the Maram, Rutenberg, says, in that perek, the Talmidim of Akiva passed away. They were not knowing covered zeh b'zeh. What does this mean? They violated various mandates contained in Pirkei Avos of how we're supposed to treat our fellow Talmud. One Mishnah says, you covered chavercha chavav lecha kishalach. The covet of your fellow Talmud should be as important to you as the covet that you expect to get for yourself. Covet chavercha kamari rabach. We're lifting up the covet for your fellow Jewish students should be like the mora, the covet and respect you have for your Rebbe. And mora rabach, the covet you have for your Rebbe should be kamara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the covet you have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Heimelo Nogu came. They didn't do this. Shahar, you guard me because of Lonogu covet zeh b'zeh. Shahar Torah tischala al yadayim. It caused a terrible, terrible chilul Hashem. And the Brios, the people, when they saw this, say, Oy, lami, shalom ha-teira. It caused the chilul Hashem when it comes to not only the way they behaved, but it was an indictment of the Torah they're learning. Is this what the Torah teaches you? So this was one of the pshatim that's given. The Bereshis Rabbah says, there was a inability or unwillingness to share the Torah, Kolomar. There was an animus between one Talmud and the other Talmud. They didn't want to help each other in the growth of Torah. Peledik, when you hear that type of statement, it says, furthermore, they didn't want to share their Torah with others. This is Oven Chamor. Because anybody who learns Torah, he's a Talmud Chacham, he's mechuyav to share his Chidushim to other people, that they should see the Chidushim, his Havana that he has. And because they're therefore a name Tzara with each other, this also caused a tremendous Chil Hashem. Why did they die during the period between Pesach and between Shavuos? Because going back to the beginning of the first time this was counted, as I mentioned in the beginning of my shiur to this morning, the time period between Pesach and Shavuos initially was a time of tikkun, spiritual elevation, spiritual rectification in all the concepts of mitzvah satira, ben adam lamakom and ben adam lachavero. The Rabbi Nishan, because he saw that there might have been a Ben Adam Lamakim with his Talmidim, but the Ben Adam Lachavero, the Sinas Chinam, which was mentioned when it comes to Churban Bayis Sheni, despite the Churban, instead of waking people up and realizing we have to masaken the sinas chinam, seem to continue after Churban Abayis Sheni with the great Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva. So says Rav Katla Zecher Tzadik Levracha, you cannot serve as a vessel of transmission of Torah from generation to generation unless you represent not only the bris of Torah, but also the bris of Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. If they had tremendous knowledge and depth perception of Torah, which was great, but the Ben Adam LaChaveru was missing, Lonago covered Zebzez, I explained before what that means. That rendered them unfit to be able to be the ones who are given the job to be the Kalim of the ultimate transmission of Torah to all the generations to come. They were Kalim Shvarim, broken Kalim according to Rav Katla Zatzal. And therefore, to prevent this Chil Hashem from being perpetuated and to remind Klais unto the world, Derech Eretz, Kadma LaTorah, the bris of Derech Eretz, is as important as the bris of Torah. The Rabban Hashem had to take him into the next world, and had Rabbi Kiva replaced him with five tzaddikim, the names I mentioned before, that not only did they have a Bein Adam LaMakom, they had tremendous hakpadas of Bein Adam LaChavero. They had both brisim. The concept of Derech Eretz, the concept of Torah, they represented what Torah is supposed to be, and who are the ones who were given the job to disseminate the Torah. They were all five personalities that had all these midas tovos and all the brisos at their fingertips and the way they're conducting themselves. They were the kelim Hashem chose and gave Rabbi Kiva later on to be the ones that would give over the Masaris of Kol HaTorah Kula to all the generations to come, because they were the ones who kept the bris of Derech Eretz and the bris of Torah, personified it, kept it, lived by that code, and that's why they were chosen instead to be the disseminators of Torah to our generation for thousands of years to the end of time. What's interesting to note, that because of this, a minig developed later on, that between Pesach and Shavuos, we learn Pirkei Avos. Because the essence of Pirkei Avos is Derech Eretz, Musa, Hashkafa, how you're supposed to interact with other human beings in this world. The special emphasis of Bein Adam LaChavero, besides the emphasis of Bein Adam LaMakayim, all the Hashkafas and concept contained in Pirkei Avos were not just created by Chazal, but the Hashkafas of Torah Hashem gave to Moshe and HaSinai. When Moshe was Mekabel Torah HaSinai, the Batanur says in his parish that Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibbel Torah MiSinai, not only was Mekabel the technical halachis of Tanyag Mitzvahs, all the Pratim and Prate Pratim, but he also received the Hashkafas that Torah Hashem wanted to be passed on from generation to generation. What is the level of Derech Eretz and Kavod we're supposed to have for our fellow Jew and Jewess and for the world at large? If that's the case, in order to remind us in later generations the importance of Midas Tevis and Kavod Habrios, between Pesach and Shavuos, not only are we busy learning halach and intensity of learning Torah ba'amkus, but we learn specifically the first Musa Sefer that ever existed, Pirkei Avos, to work on our Midas Tevis, our Kavod Habrios, our Avos Habrios, in order that when we are Mekabel HaTorah each and every year after Sfira, after undergoing the Hisalus of Kedusha we had during counting the 49 days coming to the 50th day, the Chazal point out, what is this period called? If you look in Parshas Emor, which talks about the Yom Tov of Pesach and Shavuos, and the counting of Sfira, where the Mitzvah Sfira is contained, it says, Sheva Shavuos Temimus Tiyena, that these 7 weeks you're going to count are not just going to be 7 full weeks alone. It didn't say going to be Shavuos Shalemos. It says basically Sheva Shabbosos Tamimus Tiyena. These weeks are going to be Tamim. Tamim is a word referring not to Shalemos in number, by Shleimos in essence. To be a Tamim, to be perfect in your spirituality, your Midas Taivas. There's a Pasuk, a Mitzvah in the Torah, Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alakecha, to be a Tamim, to be perfect in all of your halachic activities. Bein Adon L'makom, Bein Adon L'mechavero. Total perfection, without a blemish, without a mum. Sphere is supposed to be a period that elevates us in all areas to be ready for Kabbalah Tzara anew each and every year. Therefore, we therefore see the importance of Derech Eretz and the importance when it comes to transmission of Torah. This was missing, unfortunately, according to Rav Kotler Zatzal, when it comes to the initial Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, but was possessed by the later Talmidim Rabbi Kiva, the five Talmidim that are mentioned. In fact, one of the major proof sources that are brought by Rav Kotler and others is that the Perkei Avos only had initially five parakim. There was a sixth parak added in, and the sixth parak was penned by none other than Rav Meir, one of the Talmidim of Hakim, the five Talmidim of the second Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva. This specific Braisa, which became the sixth parak of Perkei Avos, is learned specifically for six Shabbosos. We shall learn Perkei Avos before we come to Kabbalah Satera. When you look at what Rav Meir said over here to spread the Hashkafis at Torah of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, upon seeing what happened to the Talmidim, said, the Klal Gadol Shebetera is V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, to love your fellow Jew like you love yourself. That was one major concept that he says, the Klal Gadol Shebetera, that measures everything else. If Lo Nagu Kovet Zebezeh, there's no Avas Yisrael. There's no Avas Abriyos. Later on, Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah Pekelvis in the third parak, Chadu Avon Shenivir B'Tzelem. We have to remember we each and every one of us are at Tzelem Elokim. If we remembered that each and one of us are at Tzelem Elokim, how can you not be knowing covered towards another Jew and Jewess that are like you at Tzelem Elokim? If that's the case, Rabbi Meir is telling us, if you want to show you're learning Torah Lishma, what do? You do the following. Your Nikra Raya, people feel your friendliness, Ahuv, your beloved. Ayves Amakim of Sabrais, you love Hashem, you love human mankind. Mesamech Amakim, Mesamech Abrios. You cause Simcha to Hashem, and you cause Simcha to other human beings. Machshato, there should be a Tzaddik, a Chasa, a Yosha, a Neman. This is a very important quality enhancement by learning Torah, becoming a Ben Torah Bas Torah. It then says later on as you continue in this Braisa, what else do you do? You also are Oyev Meisharim. You love that which is righteous and ethical. And what you do is, you're Noisei Ba'oil Mechaver, you share your learning with your fellow Jew and Jewess. You make sure Mamidol Emes. You basically try to make sure, Mesiyasha Libav Talmudo, you understand what you're learning by practicing what you're learning. Bein Adam Lamakam and Bein Adam Chavero. He says further, you have to have Diktuk Chaverim, Pilpul Tamidim. You have to have everybody working together in the process of learning Torah. Torah is learned as the Kehila, as Klais are learning together. That's why the Kabbalah said Torah. V'yichem HaNeged Ahar. Ki ish echad b'leiv echad. When Meiklai so succeed in Kabbalah Satera is the Achdus. They share the responsibility. Ki ish echad is one person b'leiv echad with one heart. That made them worthy to make Kabbalah the Torah in Har Sinai. That's the way Torah has to be learned in all generations. It has to be transmitted from generation to generation. There can't be sinas achinim in this world. There has to be avas chinam. Love has to replace sinah. This is what Torah is all about. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. And Chazal say that is why we are still Nebuch suffering in Golis. The Sheba is still here. When it came to Chubim Bayis Rishon, the Gemara says that was because of the Ledezara Gilarais for Shricha Saddam. By the time he came to Bayis Sheni, there was a tshuva of mass of Klal Yisrael of these three Averis Chamuros. In Bayis Sheni, when the house of the Bayis was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, as Chazal explained in their Perushim of that animosity, to have that continued after Churban Bayis Hasheni and have 24,000 Talmidim continue that. Ein l'chachil Hashem gadol mizu. We still have not rectified the sin and hatred of chinam that takes place between Jews even to this very day. The machlokesim that are taking place, especially in Eretz Israel, between Jew and Jew, the protests and the screaming and the yelling, it's a tremendous chil Hashem. And in fact, what people don't realize, it weakens us. Many of the Gadolim point out that sin is chinam in Eretz Israel might have caused the tragedy we experience 7 months ago during the time of Simchas HaTorah. Instead of being Simchas HaTorah, where there was the Bein Adol Mamakom, Bein Adol Mechavero, and we're able to Masameach as Klaisel Ba'achtos, with an Avas Achinam, there was Sinas Achinam taking place. It's so symbolic, it's frightening. If we want to succeed today in our Avedis Hashem, succeed in our success as Klaisel, as the Am HaNivcha, the Am Segula, and be protected from our adversaries, and have all the members of Amalek, the Hamasniks, the Hezbollahniks, the Iranians, all those chevra who have tremendous sinna towards us, and all other anti-Semites in the world, not to be able to raise a finger against us. If Hashem, to fulfill His promise He gave us in Bishalach, Mocha Emcha, at the end of time, I will erase the anti-Semitism from the world. You'll live a different type of world when it comes to the Gula. No more Shibit Malchios. You'll be able to sit, learn Torah, practice Torah v'mitzvahs, v'shalom. This is the Tekufa we're waiting for. But we got to produce. We have to realize that what happened with Akiva's Talmidim is a Musa Shmuz to us. That for Torah to have power over us, the Torah to be Megan Amatzel, to protect us and save us, and allow us to go forth as an Aman Yivchar, it has to be a Torah of the Bris of Derech Eretz together with the Bris of Torah. There has to be Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, as an Achdus of Klal Yisrael, as we had by Har Sinai. This is what Rab Aaron Zecher Tzadik Livracha preached to his Talmidim, preached to Klal Yisrael and his Sfarim. This is the reason we are still observing the Avelis Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim to this very day. At the end of time, we will have that Achdus once again, and that Shalom, and the Avas Chinam will replace the Sinas Chinam, and we'll be living an idyllic type of scenario that will have the Achdus of Klal Yisrael once again instituted, the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, Ki'ir Shechub Lo Yachta will once again be fulfilled, a city that represents the union of all the class are working together as one unit. The Pashas contain Hashem's tefillin, as Gemara says. When that becomes realized, Sfira will once again be a time of total simchas hamitzvah kedusha, elevation in spiritual attainments. The avelus will be eradicated. The tikkun tshuva will be accomplished, and the gula will take place. Let's hope and pray that we get the message of what the Avelis that we unfortunately have to live through during Sfira is understood and comprehended. What we have to do to rectify that, we realize when it comes to what we have to do when it comes to learning Torah, whether you're male or female, realize the bris of Torah must be accompanied by the bris of Derech Eretz. And Derech Eretz is Kadmah LaTorah. You got to have one in order to get to the next one. The crown of Torah requires the crown of Derech Eretz. This is what we learn. Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim, the five, preached this Hashkafet to Klal Yisrael. And that's why not only Benigla, even Benista, the Ari HaKadosh told his Talmidim, as great as your Ben Adam, the Malkim is, Avas HaBrios is still a crucial factor you have to perfect to reach the ultimate level of connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and emulate Hashem on these high spiritual levels. This is the legacy even as the Mekubal he left to his Talmidim before he passed away. Let's hope and pray we can give this message out to Klal Yisrael, realize what we're trying to accomplish during Sfira, and hope and pray that we'll be able to rectify and bring Klal Yisrael together, the Bris of Torah, the Bris of Derech working together, because the Kiddush Shem Shemayim by an Achdus of Klal Yisrael taking place, return to Hashem in Torah v'mitzvahs, and this will be the harbinger of Bis Mashiach Tzikeinu, the Binyan HaBayis, and the ultimate Gula. Amen v'amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.